always end up the way they started out. No one ever changes. They think they do, but they don't. If you're the depressed type now, that's the way you'll always be. If you're the mindless happy type now, that's the way you'll be when you grow up. You might lose some weight, your face might clear up, get a body tan, a breast enlargement. The sex change makes no difference. Essentially, from in front, from behind, whether you're 13 or 50, you'll always be the same.
Much of the night drifted by peacefully, using transcendental meditation to ease my mind into a relaxed level of consciousness, relaxed but ever alert.
know so much. About what? About drugs and stuff. A lady came to our school today. Didn't she tell you they make you act funny?
What?
Drugs, marijuana, stuff like that. Didn't she tell you that it makes you act funny?
Sure she did.
What'd she tell you?
She told us about a baby.
A what?
A baby.
Boy, that's dumb.
Not dumb, he's a baby.
You don't think babies are dumb?
No, they're just, just what? Babies.
That's what I said. That's kid stuff.
I guess.
Needle.
A needle?
A big old needle.
Not me, boy.
What if you had to?
Why would I have to?
Because.
Because what?
Well, I mean,
what?
Drugs are like that.
Yes. column is Insanity of Windstorms High in the Sky. And this is a poem I wrote during El Nino of 1997. People that I'll be 97 years old and sitting on a rocker rocking away, and I won't remember my name or anything else, but I will always remember El Nino 97, because it's like ingrained in my cells memory. It's not up here, it's in my entire being. It was so intense. This poem is about speaking about days upon days of no sleep with the wind just howling and raging, where I'm literally just starting to lose it. So that's why it's titled Insanity of Windstorms High in the Sky. Deep into the vast, unending, bottomless pool of thoughts. Patterns, swirling, spirals, darts, zigzags, on and on into eternity. Slow down. Quiet of the night. Smooth surface of a lake, not a ripple to distort the perfect moon. My tortured mind seeks comfort, respite, solace. Solitude, comfort, respite, solace, solitude.
Hello, Melanie Queen Adam. This is, okay, just wait a minute, guy. No, you're so funny. Okay, yeah, shut up. This is King, This is Mark King Natum talking to Melanie, Queen Natum, and Rosemary, and Mike, and anybody else that wants to come along and listen to it. But it has to be, you know who to shout to and who not to. Anyway, this is a good friend of ours who is now attacking my anus now. And now we will cut it off for a while, and we're going to smoke some pot, and then we're going to do the tape better, because we all decide this would be a lot better, because we'll be doing dumb things during the thing. It'll seem a lot better when we're high. Okay, toodles. See you later. It's gone. Hi there, Mel. We're smoking now. We decided we'd tape record it for you.
Yes, with the joy that we...
That Mark had to beg me to roll. This pot's so good.
Wish you were here, Mel. This is boring, dude.
Just ingested the food of the Great Spirit. and for other peyote.
You think I could have a little bite of it?
It's not for use even for William Blake. The powers of the medicine give you sacred visions that are not for you right now.
Human beings and plants have nervous systems. We both respond to pain, hunger, even happiness.
So let's say he's convinced that certain wave patterns in the human brain correspond precisely with wave patterns plants send out.
Yeah, and what Matteo was trying to do in tonight's experiment was to tap those human wave patterns at source, boost them, using the combined mental powers of his friends, project them, and then measure the results. All leading to the ultimate goal of communication between human beings and plants.
So what went wrong?
I stopped. Frozen in my tracks, conscious, my eyes open, seeing him, hearing him. But try as I would, I could not move a muscle. I was as if turned to stone, stone, stone.
Thank you.
Mike. Alpha. Romeo.
Say something exciting.
that was Bill coughing.
Pervert, man.
He's datamized now.
Oh, yes, he's atomized.
Oh, yeah, last night we went to the cemetery. The cemetery is called Hollywood Cemetery. It was so much fun.
Quickly, I gotta tell you this.
Listen, everybody down there. Guess what? We are going to take you. When you come down here, we're going to take you to the cemetery. It's open to the public. It's not something like Who's Road. It's one that everybody can use, except that we go there at night after it's closed. And it's so much more fun. And we're going to take you there. And it's so cool. And you guys will love it so much. And you've got to go. If you don't go, you're in trouble. Yeah, two presents.
It's a little famous though.
It's just better at night because it's scarier. It's not boring. No, it isn't boring because it isn't to them because they haven't heard of him. Right on, Mel. Right on, or just let me touch your lovely.
Atheistic man would like to be married to the right woman someday. I've learned that I need a man to whom I'm strongly physically attracted. It's amazing to me how important physical attraction is to me. That's just another way that people are different than what they need.
Chris, and I don't know if you'll answer. Have you ever gotten high? I just wanted to know that, because it sounds like, I mean, you're an incredible thinker, and I just wanted to hear you say yes, or you'll probably tell me that it's not appropriate for you to answer, or I don't know. Anyway, thank you for being around, and you can answer that question if you want, and I'll hang up and let you discuss whichever issue you'd like to think about that I mentioned.
Well, thank you, Frank.
I'll address all your issues. First of all, I have smoked pot before. I was a child of the 70s, but I've never done hallucinogenics, and I've never done cocaine or anything like that, probably because of where I fall demographically. I saw too many casualties, and I have the secret worry that, you know, whatever it is inside of me that makes me, the little switch will be flipped off if I do it, so I'm always a bit afraid of that.
Rosemary. Why? I'm not a hog. Oh, goddamn! Everything I do now lately bugs Mark and Hunt. They are ganging up because they ran together. They hate me now. They just use me.
I'm not gonna tell Mike something.
Why?
This real nerd that goes to George Mason.
Yes, it's one of those.
Oh, Mike, I'm coming up in on the 27th to get Tom's stereo. So, I'll call you when I get the phone, okay? Huh? I can hear you, Mark. Mike, I can hear you. Mike.
Okay, it's Mark's turn. Mark,
I think I got a new road clip. That's what he's using.
Ah!
You see what he's doing.
Hey, Melanie.
Chris.
Rosemary. Sue.
What's happening?
Did you get your money?
Oh, Rosie, did you get the letter I sent you? Rosie, did you get the letter I sent you?
Is Rosie the one?
Big wonderful hunk of bologna sandwich. I don't want to talk to this one.
Mark.
Madam.
No, what I wanted to do was okay, listen to this. Watch this. Just listen. Na 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 na
I know. Okay, this is Mark, and he's really into Joe Bryant now. That's all he plays all the time. Movie Queen and Space Clown. And so, oh, he's going to sing it right now.
No, I'm not.
On this tape.
Thank you. How long is this thing? A what?
Marijuana, cannabis sativa, or Indian hemp, weed, grass, pot. It can become a stimulant or a depressive or an hallucinatory agent, which affects the central nervous system and reacts differently and unpredictably on each individual user, occasionally with disastrous results. Studies concerning marijuana's possibly harmful effects have been made, although they're not yet conclusive. But some facts are known. Some effects have been established. There are apparently few physical manifestations, a reddening of the eyes, lowered body temperature, and a certain inability to coordinate movement. But there are other effects. Psychological effects. The marijuana user generally experiences an uncontrollable feeling of hilarity, quite without reason. He exhibits a marked carelessness. His senses and time perception are distorted. He becomes confused, and he displays irresponsibility and poor judgment.
More trouble than they're worth.
You've been listening to Desperate Measures.